Good morning.
Good morning, Monsignor. How are you?
Excellent. Feel wonderful.
You are. You
really
are.
I've had a beautiful day. The gospel. I found the line that jumped out in the gospel for today. Mm-hmm. So helpful to me. Let me read it, the whole gospel. It's the 11th chapter of John's gospel, beginning with the 45th verse. Many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did, that is, the raising of her brother Lazarus, believed in him. But some of them went to tell the Pharisees what Jesus had done. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting. "Here is the man working all these signs," they said, "and what action are you taking? If we let him go on in this way, everybody will believe in him, and the Romans will come and destroy the holy place and our nation." One of them, Caiaphas, the high priest that year, said, "You do not seem to have grasped the situation at all. You fail to see that it is better for one man to die for the people than for the whole nation to be destroyed." That's the line that jumped out at me. It is better for one man to die for the people than for the whole nation to be destroyed. He did not speak this in his own person. It was as high priest that he had made this prophecy, that Jesus was to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but to gather together in unity the scattered children of God. From that day, they were determined to kill him. So what Jesus is going to do and what's upcoming this week is we're celebrating that Jesus is going to die for the whole world, to gather all the children of God together. And, you know, for me, during this particular Lent, as you know, Chris, I had come to that awareness that it was my baptism that united me with him. And therefore, are you not aware that we who are baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death? That just as Christ was died, so we too, in our baptism, have died. We have died to this world and risen in him to a new and eternal life. Eternal life is gained for us, and so we no longer live our own life, but he lives within us. I no longer live, but he lives in me. And with that, you know, a deeper awareness than I ever had before, you know, I was just living yesterday. You know, he died for the nations. Well, yesterday, you know, I was seeing this young man. It was like the first person that, after I had talked to you and gotten myself ready for the day, this man came. He had married a witch. And some years ago, I cleansed him of the spirits that had entered into him and also his family. It was like a magnificent, and he sees me now, and he makes an appointment with me. I become his spiritual director, and I'm guiding him, and he is aware that he's Christ in the world. And that was like the first man that I was seeing. And so as I'm seeing him, as somebody calls, "I must see you." And she's crying and crying. And, you know, I said, what is it I can do? "I have cancer. I noticed that there's this thing that I have, and I'm going to the doctor." And she's screaming, crying. I said, "Well, please come over." I had a cry. I said, I'm going to be going away, and I have all these appointments, but you come over." She's from Indonesia. she and her husband are from it, and this little boy who's only 5 years old, he's her child. I don't want to die from all the nations of the world are coming to Jesus. Come to Jesus and believe. And I laid hands on her and anointed her with oil. And we prayed. It was so beautiful. And as I looked at her and I prayed with her, you have faith, you trust, she was coming to Jesus. I was greeted by this family that came from New York. This priest asked me to be with him. They are so upset. This girl was manifesting. I had tried to guide him and direct him. They drove in from New York. They had to see me. And I said, well, you know, at least we'll need 90 minutes. I don't know what this is about. But as I was with her, yes, there was manifestation of spirits. Jesus driving out demons. Jesus driving out demons. But more important, Jesus healing this poor, poor person. What have you done to let them in? Jesus not only healing the sick and driving out demons, but forgiving sins. Forgiving sins. Can I see you alone? Yes. And there, the forgiveness of sins. What great power. Who is that? Jesus. Where? Fathers, brother priests, in me, in you. He wants to come into the world through us. As they were leaving, and they were hardly gone, when this family came from Africa, this man, and I didn't even realize this, Chris, till this morning. You know, I thought, when I read this about the nations, that from all the nations, their names are very difficult to, because of the tribal, I'm not used to those, and so I in order for me to start to talk to you about it, you know, they wrote me a card, and it was just very beautiful, and their names. And this man, since 2012, has gone to all kind of doctors, and he's had all kind of treatment. They not only haven't cured him, they haven't been able to diagnose what it is that's causing him such suffering. And so where does he come? To Jesus. And so we prayed. He brought his wife, and she has a history in her family, a tribal inheritance, a genetic or genealogy problem with regard to her father and her mother and her family. And so what did we do? We brought her lineage to Jesus with the anointing, with prayer, and with Mass, the Holy Eucharist. A powerful, powerful Eucharistic celebration. When I heard the singing and the peace and the love in their native singing from all over nations, Africa, all over Indonesia, the whole world. Jesus has come. It is better for one man to die. How, where does this happen? Any place he is, wherever he is. Today, this family's coming, a father and a mother, and they have 12 children, coming to Jesus. Lots of pain. Each of them have made retreats and coming and needing discernment. What are we going to do? The families and all the needs that are there. So many of the children who may have gotten into drugs, who may have gotten into lifestyles, the healing that's needed in all of those children. Jesus has become the center of their family. Jesus, who wants to bring, I have come to die for the nations, for all the world. Each and every one of us, fathers, mothers of family, in you, come to Jesus. What is Palm Sunday going to mean tomorrow when you come to celebrate that feast? It's to proclaim for you, Father, to proclaim the kingship of Jesus over your own heart and over your own family. For you, mothers, die to yourself and let him live in you, so that a new kingship, a new royalty will take place in your own families. The reign of Jesus over families, the reign of Jesus over dioceses, parishes, over the whole world. I have come that they may have life, and it will be for the entire world. Ezekiel predicted this. Ezekiel is so beautifully in today. He is so powerful. Jesus, so powerful in the world today. I want to read some of the teachings that long before Jesus came, he's going to shepherd his flock. Let's listen to Ezekiel in his 37th chapter. The Lord says this, I am going to take the sons of Israel from the nations where they have gone. I shall gather them together from everywhere and bring them home to their own soil. I shall make them into one nation in my own land and on the mountain of Israel. And one king is to be king of them all. They will no longer form two kingdoms, nor be two separate kingdoms. They will no longer defile themselves with their idols and their filth and their practices and all their sins. I shall rescue them from all the betrayals they have been guilty of. I shall cleanse them. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David will reign over them all as the shepherd for all. They will follow me, observe and respect my laws, and practice them. They will live in the land that I gave my servant Jacob, the land in which your ancestors lived. They will live in it, they and their children and their children's children, forever. David, my son, is to be their prince forever. He is Jesus, the son of David, the son of Mary, has come to establish a kingdom. And it's over the entire world. And he is in you, fathers and mothers and children and priests. He is in you. And he has come to cleanse the world through you. And the first one he wants to cleanse is you. How do I know that? Because the first one he wants to cleanse is me. And he wants to live in me. And he lives in me. And dies in me. And rises in me. Because he has united me with him. The Son of God, the Son of David, the Son of Mary, has come into our world. and claimed his kingship. What's Palm Sunday? The proclamation of the kingship of Jesus Christ. What's Good Friday? Jesus of Nazareth, King, not only of the Jews, but of the whole world. And by his cross, we are all born to new life. And by his resurrection, we are brought to new life. And in his baptism, we live and have our being. He lives in us, and we in him. This coming week is the greatest time of the whole season. All the seasons of the church are brought together and sandwiched into this time. But it brings home again and concentrates and focuses us on the truth of what? Of who I am and who you are and who we are in the world.
It's truly a tremendous time, isn't it, Monsignor?
Oh, such a great time. And you know, it's time for rejoicing, and it's time for happiness, and it's time for deeper and deeper awareness, not time for wringing our hands and prophets of doom, that we should again, you know, not to be so rosy. What is reality? This is the truth. It's rich with what's real, and it's not denying all the terrible problems that are on the world, but he who has come into the world is greater than any problem that has to be resolved in your families. If your children are on drugs, if your children are away from the church, if there's all kind of chaos and confusion, Jesus is the beginning of the kingdom of peace. That's what he said. I am a universal king. I'm king of all the nations. I am a king of peace, and I am a king of love, and I have come to establish a civilization of love, and the triumph of my heart through my mother's immaculate heart will take place over the entire world, over Indonesia, over Africa, over Russia, Australia, Europe. Each and every place in the world will experience my power over the entire universe.
Senior?
Yes?
What does the role, I know this is going to sound like a strange question, but what is the role of panic? What does panic do to us? I mean, I think sometimes when you have those moments where, as you described the woman who discovered a lump or a situation in a family or worry about a child, it kind of just, even Martha in a little way in the scriptures that we heard earlier in the week, you know, there's a panic that takes place.
Yes.
What can we do about that?
How did our Lord always kind of turn to that panic? Why are you so lacking in faith? Isn't that what he did with the men on the boat? Why are you so afraid, O you of little faith? And that fright, we never meant to be that frightened, to be panicky. When this woman began to demonstrate yesterday, to manifest, and she was manifesting Satan, just bind him. And when it kind of went on, oh, cut that out. Stop that. It all just died down, just like the power of Jesus. It was right there. We were all in the chapel, and like the devil wants to take off. No, stop it, right now. And the quieting of the sea, the storm, the winds, and in a family. Yeah, what is it that you can't bring to Jesus? All of that, And that woman, when she left, she was at peace. Mm. And that family, and today, you know, today as I go through the day, as you go through your day, as we go through our day, Jesus. It is, and will I die? Sure. How will I die? Peacefully. And will it be a cross? Yes. Will there be violence? Maybe. But whatever it is, if it's willed by God, however, you know, when I think of those 150 people on that plane that went down for the last 10 minutes of their fright, realizing that they were going to die, and they met their Maker, that as Jesus in me wants to pray for them, and in all of us, and the families that are grieved and bereaved, and the poor person who gets so sick that he wants to die, and even between his dive and the water, will he go to hell? When you look at that man, Jesus, 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 to apply each and every situation in the world, no matter how tragic or how painful. What is death? I have conquered death. I have conquered sin. I have conquered Satan. I am Jesus. I am the King of love. I have conquered hatred. I want you all to live in my kingdom. And my kingdom is a kingdom of peace.
Final thought, Monsignor.
Peace is flowing like a river, flowing out of you and me, flowing out into the desert, setting all the captives free. Love is flowing like a river, flowing out of you and me, flowing out into the desert, setting all the captives free. God bless.
Thank you, Monsignor.
Thank you.